I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the DA Show with your host, Damon Amendolara, featuring
Pat Boyle
and the musical sounds of the Zap Zap Orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's DA.
Ah, yes. Boyle in for Mraz this week. We appreciate you being with us. We have not made a decision on the executive producer role permanently, but Pat's been doing a great job, as we all know. Coming up this hour here on the show in 20 minutes, we are stunned to a news. And in 40 minutes, a comedy legend, Paul Rubens, passes away yesterday. And I wanted to talk about Paul Rubens and Pee-wee's Big Adventure and Pee-wee's Playhouse and all the things that he was part of. 1 hour from now, Sounds of Saturday features the Miami Hurricanes. Joe Zagacki, the voice of the Hurricanes, on the pressure of Miami to finally build on getting back to prominence under Mario Cristobal. They've had some good things happen recently, but can they make it factor in on the football field? It's also a Trash Tuesday, and so we're taking your trashes at 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. The Pac-12 is on life support right now. And they're finally going to tell us what their media rights deal is. You heard Bogish mention that. We finally have an announcement coming on their media rights deal. But it speaks to the status of this conference right now that Colorado is exiting for the Big 12. And I don't think anybody would argue with that decision. I know we played that clip from Dan Lanning, who is the head coach at Oregon, who was taking a shot at Colorado. What have they ever won? And it's true. Since they entered the Pac-12, they've been a disaster. One season they were good. Everything else has been an absolute nightmare in the Pac-12. But it's less to do about what they won in the Pac-12 and where the shifting plate tectonics of college football and college athletics are going. And I don't blame Colorado for trying to get to high ground, because Colorado exists in that ether where you'd rather be ahead of the game than left behind. There was this concern for years, and I guess there still might be a concern, that perhaps there's eventually going to be just a league of the power schools, a power conference, a super conference of 64 to 68 schools, and they would hold their own tournaments, they would hold their own college football playoff, or they would hold their own NCAA tournament. And ultimately, they would shut out and shun everybody else because they'd rather govern themselves than have to deal with other institutions along with them. And that power, that super conference would not include likely schools like Colorado. So you can understand, I can understand why Colorado would try to get to the high ground, a more stable conference. What this says, though, for Colorado, and for the Pac-12 is very notable in that they are running back to a conference that they left because they thought the Big 12 was the low ground. And they thought at one time the Pac-12 was the high ground. And so Colorado might not factor into winning national championships in basketball or football. They might not win the Big 12 championship. They might not be in the college football playoff. You might not pay attention to Colorado athletics much, except Dion is there now, so maybe you pay attention to that. But it's interesting because Colorado is the ultimate litmus test. Colorado is the test. And that is 12 years ago, leaving the Big 12 for the Pac-12 was the right move. You were leaving a conference whose epicenter was Texas, and that the Longhorns got the long end of the stick, as most member institutions felt about the Big 12, and that everybody else got screwed, and that it was the Longhorns and everybody else. And that eventually you didn't want to be wrapped into a conference that was about Texas and Oklahoma and nobody else. And so for Colorado, going to the Pac-12 was geographically a good enough fit. They would break all of those old rivalries in the Big 12. But going to the Pac-12 was stability. And it had USC and UCLA. Oregon had become a powerhouse. And the Pac-12 had some juice to it, had some buzz to it. And you knew you could go there and be linked to the Rose Bowl and linked to these massive historical institutions. And maybe you felt a little bit more like-minded with their academic pursuits or whatever. And Colorado felt like that's the right move. And nobody really argued with that move at that time, unless you argued against the history of the Big 8 or the Big 12, of which Colorado was part of it. But other than history, I don't think financially you could have argued with going to the Pac-12. Today, the exact opposite. As USC and UCLA flee for the Big Ten, the Big 12, which was left for dead 5 years ago, has rebounded mightily. And because the Big 12 had forward-thinking leadership who said the moment that Texas and Oklahoma left, we're not going to stand still. We've got to have our plan in place, plan B. Who knows if they had that plan B already in place? Maybe all these conferences already know about the schools they would bring in if something like that happened. But it certainly didn't take long for the Big 12 to say, okay, we lost those two schools. We're going boom, 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 boom. Those four we're bringing in. UCF, Houston, BYU, and I'm forgetting one more. But Cincinnati. And so then they collect those, that next tier of schools. They bring those in. And by being proactive and aggressive, they signed a new media rights deal. And they did so with this thought in mind, which I thought was very smart. Instead of chasing the Amazon dollars, the Apple Plus dollars, the Google dollars, the YouTube dollars, the high-tech world dollars, let's stay in places where everybody watches our games. ESPN and Fox. And that's what the Big 12 did. They looked at two places that they've been on before, two places that college football fans still watch games by the boatload at, and said, we're going to stay. And we're not going to chase the last dollar from Apple Plus and risk people not finding us. Let's stay where people find us. It's visible. And we'll get promotion. Because if you're on ESPN, guess what? They're probably going to talk about you during game day. If you're on Fox at night or in the afternoon, that game's probably going to be talked about with the Sunday kickoff. Big noon kickoff. It's a smart business plan. So the Big 12 made smart decisions. And today, seeing that the Big 12 got the money and the Pac-12 didn't, and that the Big 12 lost its two big schools but brought in four good ones, maybe not great, but good ones, and the Pac-12 doesn't have answers. Is it San Diego State? Is it not? Is there any good answer out there? Fleeing to the Big 12 looks like the right move today for Colorado. And because of it, I don't know where that leaves the Pac-12. I can tell you 5 years ago, I thought the Big 12 was over. So I had written the epilogue to their story. I had etched the tombstone of the Big 12, and they survived, and they're doing very well, thank you. So perhaps the Pac-12 could do the same thing. The issue is, when you start trying to pluck schools to replace UCLA and USC, it's hard because there's only so many schools. It's not like you could just bring up the next rung in your prospect farm system like the Big 12 did. Once you took out Central Florida, Houston, BYU, and Cincinnati out of the mix, and you're the Pac-12, what's your next four schools? Boise State, San Diego State, Nevada, UNLV. Are you going to dip into the Sun Belt schools? Are you going to dip into the MAC schools? Are you going to dip into the Conference USA? Are you going to dip into the American? You know, there's not great options for the Pac-12. And that's kind of a finite number of schools that would work anyway to still make you feel like a power conference. Plus, behind Larry Scott, the Pac-12 drove itself into a wall. Larry Scott was a disaster as a commissioner. Scott kept saying how big and bold the Pac-12 was going to be, and he just kept putting them behind the eight ball with an absolutely disgraceful media rights deal, of which there was Pac-12 networks, most of which were digital, which what does that even mean? You might as well be on ESPN Plus or whatever. And secondly, they had to get their offices in the Bay Area and these gleaming, beautiful building in which they paid out of their you-know-what for rent and put themselves behind the financial eight ball there. And then they watched UCLA and USC go elsewhere and didn't have an immediate reaction to it like the Big 12 did. And now they're just trying to keep everybody in-house happy without a real game plan. And they had to take the secondary options on the media market for their TV rights. And they keep pushing it off. Because apparently at one point, their new commissioner, Kliavkov, wanted $50 million a year per institution, which is Big Ten money, which is a joke because they would never get it for games between Oregon State and Arizona State. Like, that's not going to command Big Ten money. And once you lose USC and UCLA, the school to pay attention to is Oregon. And then, you know, the nation kind of wakes up if you're in a Pac-12 championship game. There's not a lot there that you've, like, gotta watch. So between Scott and Kliavkov, they totally busted here. And if you're Colorado, of course you would want to leave if you got an invite to the Big 12. It would just, the Big 12 is more stable. So I'm not going to put the toe tag on the Pac-12 yet because we've seen the Big 12 come back from the dead. But how the Pac-12 stays alive, you tell me. Who are the schools that you would acquire that make you still feel like a relevant power conference? They're not really out there. And then you have to match up academic, I suppose, if you want to do that. I mean, the Pac-12 is a series of very good academic schools, and so that has hurt Boise State, according to a lot of people around this type of realignment, that you're trying to find like-minded academic institutions. Maybe the Pac-12 doesn't do that anymore, but, you know, signing UNLV is not because UNLV feels like Stanford. It's that UNLV is in Las Vegas and you're just hoping to get into that market. I don't know what this media rights deal is going to look like, but I can tell you this. I don't sense that there's a very easy fix for the series of bad decisions the Pac-12 has made. DA show Maps took the opening monologue, Anchorage to Atlanta, Houston to Harrisburg, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air and noted. Named one of America's top 50 roadside attractions, Houston's Beer House is covered in over 50,000 beer cans. Supposedly started in 1968 by a man trying to avoid painting his house. Simply put, the most Texas thing ever. I don't want to paint the house. Let's just cover it in all my old beer cans. I gotta say, it looks pretty good. If you're wondering how this looks, they're kind of beer cans strung together and then hung from the top arch. And so that it hangs down over the front of the house, just strings and strings of beer cans, almost like tinsel on a Christmas tree, which is a Pat Boyle Saturday night.
Hey-o.
It is a Trash Tuesday as well. And so send us your trashes. Daniel in the 316, I'm trashing the bosses at CBS Sports Radio for not having me in for an interview for the producer job. Like Boyle's girlfriends, I'm waiting to hear back. Hashtag hold on.
I'm getting queasy.
You know, that's a Pete the Body call here. I have not been in on the interviews, the first round of interviews, but Pete, did you take into account Dan and the 316 or any of the other listeners that interviewed over the air and throw them into the hopper?
Well, I looked up in our search system the 316 as a search criteria, and I did not see anything.
Oh.
So yeah, but we are considering everybody. There's a lot of resumes, so please bear with us. A lot to go through, but I will promise you whatever decision that is made will be made in the best interest of the show and the listeners.
That's a good way to put it.
Now, DA, I think, what's this guy's name now?
Daniel in the 316.
Too many people use like the area code. Nobody knows what that is, 316. But anyway.
That is Wichita.
Yeah, Wichita, huh?
Uh-huh.
I think that trash honestly needs to be directed either at you or himself, because didn't you invite listeners to email you if they wanted to interview?
Yes, and he did the on-air interview, Dan,
oh,
in 316,
okay.
And he's saying he thinks he should get the call back for the bosses.
Oh.
For the next round.
Okay, well, I mean, in that case.
Michael tweets, I'm trashing the obnoxious bike twits who carry on noisily to get bicycle lanes of the streets, finally get them, and now continue to ride the sidewalks. Trash them.
That's just human filth.
Brian is trashing the 45-minute gambling addiction PSA after every sports book ad. Trash him.
Stinky debris.
They're not 45 minutes.
No. But it could be 15 seconds or so.
Yeah. Adam. Do you get angry at every beer commercial that says, please drink responsibly? Do you yell at the TV? No, I want to drink irresponsibly.
Yeah, it's doing a good service.
Adam, the former bath guy, is trashing the wannabe vets in a Facebook group who are a-holes deciding to fat shame my cat Zoe. She's thick, furry, happy, and healthy. Hashtag Trash Tuesday.
That's garbage, and we're not talking about the band.
Yeah, who am I to say if a cat owner, cat lover is not doing right by a cat simply because the cat is a little plumper than most? I mean, Zoe looks like she's happy. That's all that matters. And she's thick. She's a thick girl. So that's okay.
Would you ever let Rosie the cat get thick?
I don't know, because I haven't had that issue. We feed her dry during the day, and then at night, this sounds probably pretty pathetic, but I give her roasted chicken. And so we get some chicken patties, chicken cutlets. I put them in the air fryer and put them on, you know, 350 for 15 minutes or so. And then so she just has undressed grilled chicken, whatever, baked chicken for dinner. And so it would be hard for her to get too fat, because the bulk of her meal, the bulk of her eating is really just grilled chicken.
Rosie's eating good.
Yeah, she's eating better than I do. But I mean, if you actually do the math, it's not more expensive. It's just more work than opening up a can of food. Because, you know, you buy a few chicken cutlets and you know, you buy them in bulk and then you freeze some of them, you throw them in the air fryer, you're done for the week, you're done for the day. Like, it's actually not that expensive. It's just more work to make sure you're preparing the food. But so that kind of keeps her, I think, slender, but she's naturally a smaller cat. If she started needing more and more food and she started getting plump, I would wonder, like, am I doing the right thing? And maybe bring her to the vet to say, hey, is how's her cholesterol or blood pressure? I don't even know how this stuff works with a cat. But I would probably have to ask, am I doing the right thing? Because I want to make sure Rosie's healthy and happy. But if the vet says that Zoe's fine, then you're doing fine.
Yeah, I mean, I guess unless the cat was incessantly meowing, there's... Like, yeah. How do you let a cat get fat? You just continue to feed it.
Huh? Yeah, the cat's always hungry, I guess, and you continue to feed it. And maybe, perhaps, you're feeding it a type of food that could be on the more fattening side. I mean, there's good quality foods and bad quality foods, but who knows? I mean, yeah, it doesn't mean that he's doing a bad job.
I mean, I can tell you how my dog got fat at my parents' house because my dad and my aunt always give her table scraps.
Well, yeah.
And then my aunt goes, you know, the last lab we had died of breast cancer. And she goes, oh, well, that's just natural in labs. I'm like, no, it's probably the red meat you gave the dog that gave it the breast cancer.
Yeah, and it's hard not to because it makes the dog so happy. It's eating table scraps, and you're like, oh. But, yeah, you don't want to get him fat either. Giovanni tweets, Victoria wasn't wrong. Victoria from Mobile called up earlier. She wasn't wrong about your half-hour comedy bits you guys shoehorn in. Today's poll question is, do we sometimes sound like a pack of shrieking hyenas, which is what Victoria and Mobile said. I'm open to this feedback. I am. So if you think that we need to dial down the shrieking of the hyenas, let me know at 855-212-4CBS. Or on Twitter, DA on CBS.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Home of the signature lukewarm churro. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. This is the DA Show on a Tuesday morning. It's Bogish, it's Boyle, it's Bilotti. We were all scheduled to be here on Friday without DA, but he has pulled the plug on a Tuesday show. He's just not there, Pete tells me. An update stunned to a news coming up. Boyle is trying to fix the TV screen that I already trashed this morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The wheels are coming off, DA.
I know.
Yeah, but feel free to come back to your show whenever you want.
So, I pause, I run upstairs, I'm doing the home show today. AJ's crying. Pop into the nursery. AJ's being changed. So you need help? Bourbon Bell says, hey, just hang with him for a second. I got to go get a bottle. So I'm holding him, holding him. My head, the clock in my head's going tick, 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 tick. Finally, my wife comes back to the room. I hand him off. Run downstairs to the studio. And what, I'm about 30 seconds late or so? 45 seconds late?
Yeah, that's all.
Boyle, wrap it up, dude.
Wrap it up, baby.
Don't answer those calls, Boyle. Don't pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
The call's coming from inside the house.
Oh, that's one of the best things I've ever heard you say, DA. Boyle, wrap it up. Chris Berman in my head. Tick, 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 tick.
Seriously, that's what just happened. It is a Trash Tuesday, so send us your trashes by tweeting at us, DA on CBS. We're on the phones at 855-212-4-CBS. You can always listen to the show across multiple platforms, including the smart speaker that you have. Tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Is Matt in Buffalo still on hold? Does he still want to trash Sean McDermott?
No, he's not.
Okay. Matt in Buffalo had dialed up. He wanted to trash Sean McDermott. If, Matt, you want to call back up, we could do that. Again, trash is on the phones as well. Storm and Norman is trashing Monday, as it was an awful day at work and with Anna. Be better Monday because you sucked. Hashtag be better Monday.
Are those maggots?
Squishy Liquid tweets, think about how many things have been replaced by a smartphone. Alarm clocks, calculators, personal cameras, Walkman, iPod, voice recorders, Rolodex, maps, on and on and on. I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords. Hashtag get them out.
Totally gross, dude.
It's true. Patrick tweets, it's cackling, not shrieking. Keep doing what you guys are doing. It's better than being a bunch of cackling chickens. Hashtag Trash Tuesday. Okay.
So frustrating.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rob at Topeka, trashing my wife for tossing and turning all night long, causing me to wake up every time. Perhaps a sleep number bed is in our future. Ooh. Trasher.
Illegal dumping.
That would be called advertising doing its job.
Yeah, that's an integrated advertisement right there. Not bad.
Speaking of that, are there any open line around endorsements with Shawneagon that one of us could sign up for? Because I could use a new mattress or a coffee machine or something. What do we got lying around
anything
here?
Well, I will refrain on commentary about advertising at CBS.
Yeah, I mean, I could quote unquote write a column every Friday like Sean did. What did he get for that?
Well, I don't know. I will refrain on discussing the digital team at CBS Sports Radio.
A big trough of food, maybe?
Let me think what else. So it's really, you got to go all in. Shirt off, brain out, esteem, self-esteem gone, and then we just get a promotion.
A brain especially out.
Yeah. So I'll refrain on the hiring practices of CBS.
Okay. How else do I word this? Who's going to the Super Bowl in February?
Well, I'm going to refrain on talking about the travel budget.
Dang it. Sean's going, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Kramer at the OTB.
On a private jet, probably. Sponsored by Caviar and Bud Light.
That's right. Ridiculous.
Totally. It is going to be. It's going to be painful the moment that he gets one of these weight loss endorsements or one of these, he's going to get a Popeyes endorsement or a Wendy's Baconator endorsement. It's just, it's going to happen. We're going to see him on billboards. He is definitely going to.
I will move if I see him on a billboard.
Well, Wendy's people do love him because when they were nice enough to send that goodbye breakfast 2 weeks ago, we sent them the video of him kind of making love to his Baconator or whatever in the morning, and the clip of his epic breathless order and breakdown of said order. So he's on Dave Thomas's radar. That's all I'm going to say on that front. I don't know what's going to happen, but they are aware of Sean's love for them, and something good is probably going to come out of that for
right.
Sean.
One of us could have dressed up like the Baconator, and it still wouldn't have mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is all that really that bad for you guys? Because as angry as it would make Pete to see Sean on a Wendy's billboard, that would be one step closer to diabetes.
Well, so, we are, contrary to popular belief, we are not rooting for Sean's demise.
No.
I would only, not healthy. Correct. I would only be bothered, truthfully, if Tiki did get him in shape after years of DA trying, of Sean promising, if 18 months from now, Sean is svelte and running Ironmans, then I'm out.
Or if he's doing WWE or AEW endorsements, I'm out too.
I think we're safe on the front of him losing all this weight because he insisted he wasn't going to be the food guy. And within the first week, we've seen him crush lots of food publicly.
True.
So I don't think Tiki's going to change that.
Good.
Skipper Tim says, my wife is a vet tech, and one of the hardest things to tell customers is you're overfeeding your pets. They just don't want to hear it. I can understand that. And the reason is, when you have a pet that you love so much, it is very hard to know if they are always happy. You want, there's no, they can't tell you that they love you. They can't tell you. So the only time that you really feel needed or wanted, often, especially with cats, is when you feed them. Suddenly they leap to your side. They start petting you or they start rubbing up against you. You're like, oh, this entity does love me. Dogs are more affectionate. But when you feed your pet, you feel like they're finally giving you back the love that you give them. So the food relationship we have with pets is definitely our way of showing affection. Except, yeah, you can overdo it. And there's a lot of bad cat foods or bad dog foods out there that exacerbate the problem. But yeah, so you go to a vet and they say like, hey, your dog's fat, you got to stop feeding. And you're like, yeah, but then I'm withholding happiness and then I feel crappy. And like, it's a whole thing. So I get it. And people don't want to hear it, but it must happen a lot. You must have a lot. There's not a lot of fat dogs or cats. They usually, maybe fat cats, because they don't do a lot of exercise if they're indoor cats. But dogs are generally pretty active. Timbo Slice says, I'm trashing Rosa the cat. She's eating better than I do.
Okay. Warm, sizzling garbage.
AB is standing by
meow,
with headlines.
Meow, meow, meow.
Hey, Bugs, before we get to headlines.
Yeah.
I had brought up the Angels conundrum earlier in the show. They beat the Braves last night. They made a trade for a couple of guys the other day. They didn't trade Shohei Ohtani. Do you think they're doing the right thing by going in on the playoffs?
So, yes and no. I appreciate them trying here, but this is not what they should have been doing. So it's nice that they're flirting with Shohei by trading for Randall Grichuk and CJ Cron and Lucas Giolito, but it's going to not work. So they should have traded him a year ago, if not now. And now he's going to leave, and on top of not recouping anything in a trade for him, they've actually sent out more prospects to already hurt a farm system that's not that great. So it's just, this is not the way it should be going. They should have had the you-know-whats to trade him either last year or now, realizing that even with these three trades or two trades for three guys, that they are not good enough to win the whole thing, which to me would be the one thing that could change his mind. But they're not going to do that. He's going to be a Dodger, and they're going to be down players in their prospect pool as opposed to having three or four or five more names on it.
It is worth it if he does re-sign, no matter what they spent during this little trade deadline stuff or not recouping back. If he re-signs, it was the right decision, right?
For sure, but it doesn't seem, and we had John Morosi on Friday, and he said, you know, basically there's a non-zero chance he re-signs there, but it's not the most likely outcome.
Okay.
So, like, he's going to go somewhere else, and maybe they make a wild card, and maybe they get to the divisional round, but I can't see them going any further than that, and then he's gone, and they've got nothing to show for it.
But it's a hard thing. See, I wanted to trade him too, but it's a hard thing to sell your fan base if you are close to a wild card and you're trading your best player. So you have to at least, if you're going to do it, if you're at that point, you have to at least bring back a big return or go for it. And they're going for it. If this team goes on a run and they're in the ALCS, or it would be worth it. But I would have traded him earlier or last year. But you can't. It's very hard to sell to your fan base that you're trading your best player when you can compete for a wild card. That's how baseball is now with the new wild card.
And I'm talking tough as if I would have the guts to trade him if I was in charge of that team. But I hope that I would. And last year during the season or in the winter was the time to trade him when you weren't in this weird like purgatory. They're kind of close, but they're also only kind of close to the third extra wild card. So they're still not a good team or a good organization, which is why everyone assumes he's going somewhere else.
The Padres have this problem with Soto. I mean, it's the same thing they have. The Angels had with Ohtani last year. They have Soto where his best value is probably now, and they're close to competing still. What do you do? Do you trade him? I would see that's another one where I would trade him and get some value back for him.
They were in a no-win situation, the Angels, now for the last 2 years, because you have a generational talent that could be a Hall of Famer in his prime, and you want to keep him, and you want to get every chance to re-sign him. So trading him last year, you'd be like admitting that even in 2023, another year with us won't get us any closer to him being convinced that this is the right spot for him, and you want to be optimistic that you are the right spot for him. But every day that clicks off, as you just said, Bogues, you're getting less and less of a return. And then it comes to the trade deadline, and you're close enough to believe, but you're far enough to where the reality is you probably can't go on a run. I mean, you could go on a run and make the playoffs, but like, again, the ALCS for the Angels, it seems kind of like impossible. So there wasn't really a good answer, which is why I don't kill the Angels on this, but it does feel like we're inevitably striving towards the Angels missing the playoffs and Ohtani leaving in free agency, and thus they got 0-0 out of this whole thing.
Exactly.
Bogues has headlines.
It feels a lot like an important U.S. men's soccer game. Frustration with the lack of offense, confusion with substitution patterns, a disappointing result, heavy criticism of the head coach, but it's the U.S. women processing a scoreless draw with heavy underdog Portugal to close group play at the World Cup. Former player Carly Lloyd is working down under for Fox and did not appreciate seeing the current players happy post-game.
I have never witnessed, and just seeing these images for the first time right now on the desk, I have never witnessed something like that. There's a difference between being respectful of the fans and saying hello to your family, but to be dancing, to be smiling. I mean, the player of the match was that post. You're lucky to not be going home right now.
The post,
ooh,
yeah.
That is spicy.
Mm-hmm. She also went in on the head coach saying he's not the guy to do what they need to do to recoup for the knockout stage. The post, by the way, Portugal hit it in the 91st minute, a potential game winner just inches away from going in. It would have been probably the biggest upset ever in women's soccer history had it gone in, but it didn't. So the U.S. advances second in the group to the Netherlands, who throttled Vietnam 7-0 at the same time. Ooh. They win the group on goal differential. Up next for the U.S. is likely Sweden on Sunday. Group D action right now. England leads China 4-1. They are getting deeper into the second half, and Denmark has a 1-0 lead on Haiti. It looks like Denmark and England will advance to the knockout stage out of that group. Niners GM John Lynch said yesterday he'd prefer all players be at camp, but he understands it'll take some time with Nick Bosa. His holdout will eventually end with Bosa becoming the highest paid defender in league history. The Seattle Mariners traded away two players yesterday, but then continued their playoff push.
A 1-1. Swing, high fly ball. Right field, hanging up there by the foul pole. It is fair. It is gone. It's a home run. It's Cal Raleigh 2 and the Red Sox 1.
As heard on Mariners radio, two solo shots from Cal Raleigh. What became a 6-2 decision over the Red Sox. Seattle's a season-high 4 games over 500. 3.5 games behind the Blue Jays for the last wildcard spot. All after sending outfielder A.J. Pollock to the Giants and closer Paul Sewald to the Diamondbacks. Those two teams playing in San Francisco, Arizona winning 4-3-10. The Giants lead atop the wildcard standings down to a half game on the Phillies, 4-2 winners in Miami. The D-backs tied with those Marlins and the Brewers for the last NL wild card. And Boyle's Notre Dame signing a new apparel contract with Under Armour. It's reportedly worth $10 million a year for the school. And now, we're stunned.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
It's a stunned follow-up, my favorite, and thanks to the multiple listeners who sent it my way. Not too long ago, I introduced you all to a Japanese man who spent over $10,000 for a lifelike collie costume. The man named Toko online had always dreamed of being an animal, and he somehow landed on this type of dog, and again, spent thousands of dollars on a costume to make it happen. It took the company 40 days to make this dog suit. Toko debuted his getup in public recently, being taken for a walk by a friend who is somehow not creeped out by all of this. The YouTube video is nearing 2 million views. As I said originally, no judgment on this guy's choices, but the craftsmanship of this dog suit is so high and impressive. He looks like a dog, but I know there's a man in there, and it's freaking me out.
Well, the funny part about this is you're right. I mean, the costume is so good, but he is clearly a human on all fours. Because you can see the large shoulders, which stick out wider than a normal dog's skeleton would. So you can tell it's a human being in a dog outfit. And he's crawling on all fours on the street. He's playing with dog toys on the ground.
This guy's got massive problems. Massive problems.
I mean, the good thing is it's basically like a victimless crime. There's no, like, great. Hey. I'd rather him do this than many, many other things, but it's still really weird.
The video's amazing. He rolls over on his back and starts pawing like he wants his belly rubbed. He's in a full dog outfit, and he's just on all... He's on his back.
Got some sick people around here.
What's wrong with this? It's not sexual.
What's wrong with this?
I think of a bunch of things.
He wants to act like a dog. Maybe he thinks that we all got some screw looses.
Yeah, I wanted to be a dog too, DA, when I was 7. And then those dreams dissipate and you grow up a little bit.
That's right.
You don't spend 15 grand to be a dog.
Are we the ones to be telling others to grow up? Look at what we do for a living.
But they pay us for this. We're not paying them to let us do this.
You want
to
be a dog for... there's one day you could be a dog. It's October 31st.
Okay, all right. So if this guy dressed up as this border collie in a full dog outfit and rolled over on his back to be pet, you'd be okay if it was Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to do it on Halloween? That's fine. Not in the middle of summer or whenever this actually happened. Wherever the hell he was, I know he's from Japan, but wherever this happened, I saw the video. The woman who's like, you know, with him, who got, you know, got to be totally embarrassed. Secondhand embarrassment. And she's like talking him through it. There's other dogs coming up. The people are like, what is going on? Obviously, you can tell it's not a dog because the tongue doesn't come out. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing?
At the end of the video, he waves goodbye with his paw. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. Woof, woof, woof.
Imagine you're unlucky in love. You can't find a partner. You finally find someone. Things are going so great. And one day he goes, so my real dream in life was to be a dog. Let me show you something. And he comes back walking out of the bedroom on all fours as a border collie. What the hell do you do?
Restraining order.
I know that this seems crazy and this guy seems like loco, toco, whatever his name is. But there are people that are just doing this type of stuff behind closed doors that are way crazier. This guy's just dressing up as a dog and rolling over to be pet in the belly. I'm going to tell you this right now. This is the tip of the iceberg for a lot of people out there doing way weirder stuff that we don't know of.
What are they called in costumes?
Lunatics.
Cosplayers. Furries, right.
They dress up as cartoon Lunatics. Animals and they do, they have... They have relations in the costumes. So you think this is weird. Again, this isn't sexual. You're just dressing up like a dog.
I like how you're condoning this. Meanwhile, if I bought a big gold belt for $200.
Not allowed.
Not allowed.
Nope. Not allowed.
Why are you watching wrestling? This guy's buying a $20,000 costume.
You know what?
It's just fine. Hey, at least he's not having sex in the costume.
No. No, you know what, Pete? I would contribute to you going through a full body makeover to look like Hulk Hogan, but I don't want you wearing a Hulk Hogan replica belt.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We got to take a break.
I don't know. This seems relatively harmless.
Get lost. Relatively harmless.
There's so many better hobbies.
Where's Rosie?
It does. Watch us, won't you, on YouTube or on Twitch or at watchda.com. That's all mobile friendly. You can also watch full episodes archived on YouTube. Yesterday, the passing of a comedic legend, Pee Wee Herman, played by Paul Rubens. Paul Rubens was 70 years old. Apparently, he had been fighting cancer for a couple of years. He kept that out of the public eye, but eventually succumbed to it. And, you know, I posted this on social media yesterday, specifically my Instagram, so maybe you saw this, but in a lot of ways, I feel like this show is a spiritual descendant of Pee-wee's Playhouse. I grew up watching Pee-wee's Playhouse in the late 80s as a kid, and there's a lot of stuff that either subconsciously I took from that or I really loved about that show that I wanted to implement one day down the line or just aligns with my sensibilities or my sense of humor. The colorful characters that were all so unique and they were all oddballs and yet they would kind of just drop by the house and were always in on the jokes, that your uniqueness made you endearing, made you special, and that your group is kind of like an island of misfit toys, that there's a bunch of inside jokes and there's a bunch of laughter and chaos and insanity. And yet there's kind of a moral center of it and that, you know, everything is cartoonishly colorful and pizzazz and splash. But at the end of the day, it's somewhat parody as well. And I loved all of that about Pee-wee's Playhouse. And I think there's a lot of similarities and parallels to how this show has run. So Paul Rubens, man, Pee-wee Herman was an incredible, he was a great actor, he was innovative, he was charismatic, and he did something that really nobody had done and has done since. He was a legend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.